Why My Workday Playday peeps. Buckle up because today we are shaking things up. I mean, really shaking things up. If you've ever felt like your voice doesn't matter in meetings, that ends now, today, right here, right now. And to prove it, we're going to play a game that will push you way outside your comfort zone in the best way possible. So here's the deal. This is why teams aren't engaged. You know, that awkward silence when a leader says, "Any questions?" And absolutely no one speaks. You could hear like a pin drop, crickets, all the things. That's not because people don't have thoughts. It's because they don't feel safe to share them. And when people don't speak up, innovation just flatlines. Ideas get stale, and the same three people dominate every single stinking conversation. Now, I have a solution here for you. It's a wild new improv-inspired hack. We're going to play the wrong answers only challenge. Now, here's how it works. At your next meeting, instead of waiting for someone else to take the lead, I want you to challenge yourself or your team to go first. But here's the twist. Your response has to be completely, wildly, ridiculously wrong. So here's an example. If someone asks, "How should we improve client engagement?" you would say, "Let's start responding to emails in Morse code." Or if your boss says, "How do we cut costs?" your response is, "Let's sell our office chairs on eBay and replace them with beanbags." Why? Because when you give yourself permission to be wrong, you remove the fear of judgment. And once the pressure is off, your brain is free to find the right answer. Plus, it lightens the mood, people get laughing, and it opens the floor for real creative thinking. If you can think of a person in your career or even in your team right now who lightens the mood, that person is so vital. They are honestly giving you permission to be silly, to be real, to be vulnerable. And in that realness is where the magic happens. So, speaking of bold moves, sometimes the hardest thing to say in a meeting isn't a bad idea. It's the word no. And I know we are a company all about yes and, but when we talk about boundaries and people pleasing and perfectionism, if you struggle with any of that, do not miss Wednesday's episode with Jay Fields. Jay has been on the show before, and she is bringing us the hey, wait technique. She reached out to me and was like, "Hey, Erin, I've got this cool new technique I love to share with your audience." And I said, "Hey, wait," pun intended. We have never done anything like that. It's a game-changing way to set boundaries like a boss. So, you know, I love to give you some affirmations to take into your week. I want you where you are right now to stop what you're doing, to really listen to these affirmations. If you're by yourself, repeat them out loud. If you're with coworkers and you feel comfortable doing something bold, say it out loud, but repeat after me. My ideas are valuable, even if they're not perfect. My ideas are valuable, even if they're not perfect. I am confident and bold in conversations. I am confident and bold in conversations. I bring energy and creativity to every meeting. I bring energy and creativity to every meeting. Y'all, I'm not gonna lie to you. When I say those out loud myself, I feel something. So I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling. And together, we're putting our feelings out there and making some great, bold moves. So here are your journal prompts for the week. Here's your first prompt. What's one time I held back from sharing an idea and what stopped me? What's one time I held back from sharing an idea and what stopped me? Number two, how can I bring more playfulness to my work conversations? How can I bring more playfulness to my work conversations? And number three, what's a wrong answer I've given that led to a surprising breakthrough? What's one wrong answer I've given that led to a surprising breakthrough? All right, my fearless thinkers, your challenge this week. The next time someone asks a question in a meeting, I don't want you to overthink. Just go for a wrong answer first. Break the ice, have fun, and see what happens when you remove the pressure to be perfect. And if you love today's episode, do me a favor, share it with a teammate who could use a little extra confidence in their voice, because remember your workday, it's a play date waiting to happen. I'm so excited to meet you back here Wednesday. I'll see you then.